Adam, state lawmakers have had a lot on their plate this week regarding tourism and recreation projects. There's one in Oklahoma City, one in Tulsa, and there's almost a Dickensian quality to the tales of these two museums. So let's start with the more troubled of the two and the one a little bit closer to home, and that's the American Indian Cultural Center and Museum. We've talked about it several times before. It's the mound and the white shell at the southeast corner of Interstates 35 and 40 near downtown Oklahoma City. The project has stalled in recent years, but it might finally be coming to a resolution. A $25 million plan to fund the museum is on its way to the House floor. What does this bill do?
Like you said, the main thing it does is provide a $25 million bond, and that is supposed to be enough money to complete construction of the museum and to get it open. The other big part is that it would transfer the land back to Oklahoma City and put the city in charge of the museum. So the deal requires an agreement with the city, including the state getting a portion of revenues above a certain amount so that it could pay off the bond more quickly. It also gives the city the right to develop the land around the museum starting now so it could begin generating revenue. There's a few restrictions on that, including that no gambling could go on in the in that area.
And your reporter Dale Denwald has been following this story. He talked to city manager Jim Couch, who will likely be very involved in the future of this site if it is eventually transferred to Oklahoma City. But Jim Couch didn't seem too eager to embrace this idea.
Yeah, Dale said that it was a lukewarm reception, and he quoted Jim Couch as saying that there wasn't really a negotiation, but the plan was presented to the city. He said he wonders if $25 million is really enough to finish it. And he also noted that running a museum isn't really a core city function, but the bill would allow the city to hire somebody to manage the museum.
So hypothetically, let's assume this bill passes. What's next at this point?
Well, the city says it has to review the numbers and approve the deal. That's part of the deal, is the city agrees to it. That would require a city council vote. It also requires that some other folks chip in. There would be the $9 million from the city as well as $10 million from other sources. The bill calls for an agreement by January 15th of next year. Speaker Hickman, who's really put this together, says that this is the last chance, and we're not really sure what happens if it doesn't pass. We know that right now the state is paying maintenance and security on the land, so maybe that's just what would continue.
And when you were talking to Jim Couch, he also shared some thoughts on the Oklahoma Museum of Popular Culture in Tulsa. Lawmakers approved a separate $25 million bond proposal for that museum that's known as OK Pop in the shorthand. And Couch said it was curious that the state is willing to run a museum in Tulsa that hasn't even seen a groundbreaking yet, but there's one in Oklahoma City that's two-thirds of the way finished that they're not willing to run. What's the difference here?
Well, as you kind of alluded to, one of the differences is that this would be run by the Oklahoma Historical Society, which is an established, existing, well-functioning organization. But really, one of the bigger differences is that the state has already sunk millions and millions of dollars into the American Indian Museum, and this is a one-time thing for OK Pop.
And I want to hear from the Oklahoma Historical Society's executive director, Bob Blackburn. He offered some insight on how they plan to pay for this.
We have the perfect budget and business plan for downtown Tulsa, Brady Arts District, donated land, donations from the private sector to match investment from the state. We can pay 100% of operational expenses, and we can make this thing work and get it open by the fall of 2018.
So give me some of the details of the funding model he's talking about here.
Right. The debt from funding that museum won't be part of the state budget. It doesn't come out of general revenue, so that means it doesn't take away from core services. As he said, OK Pop would be in the Tulsa Brady Arts District, and the sales tax generated from that is expected to pay for its annual bond debt.
Well, without editorializing too much, it does seem like the OK Pop Museum is doing some pretty interesting things. They've acquired a lot of Bob Wills' personal archive. We'll link to a story about that from a few years ago on our website. And they're also pressing a vinyl record that has a lot of recently unearthed recordings by the so-called King of Western Swing. There's a record release party Monday at the Historical Society. Adam Brooks, always great to talk to you about business and tourism in this state. Thanks for being here.
Always fun.